If you want to keep that feeling continuously doing, say, like you're in the presence of the person, you can do it long distance, but this third method I'm giving you works better in the presence of the person. What you want to do is just generate that emotion or thought or whatever it is. Let's say it's an emotion now, at the vibrational level of your emotional self, and just project it out. Project it out onto them. Just imagine it going from your emotional self into their emotional self. If you want it to be even stronger, project it simultaneously from your emotional self and your psychic self onto their psychic self and emotional self. Or you can make it flow like, generate it at your emotional self, bring it up to your psychic self. Your psychic self is the self that's going to throw it out at them, connect it to them, because your psychic self and their psychic self is already connected. And through your psychic self, it's going to go into their psychic self, and from their psychic self, it's going to go down all the way down to their emotional self. And that's another easier way of doing it. So practice it a few times if you want, or you know what, put it on your list of things to do. Find people you want to influence in this way. Go meet up with them. And practice. See what happens. Find 10 or 15 people to do this with, or even random people in the street. Just make sure you put positive things into them, positive feelings, never something negative. I'm giving you three different ways of doing this remote influence kind of thing, because in Huna there's many ways of accomplishing the same thing. So the basic structure of what I just told you, the easiest way of doing it, is simple. You take your emotional vibration and you put it into your psychic vibration, because lower vibrations can actually go within higher vibrations. Your psychic self can carry everything, vibrations from all the lower selves, just like your karmic self can carry vibrations from the psychic self and lower. And your higher self can carry all the vibrations at once. So your psychic energy can actually, within the psychic wave, you can actually have your mental wave, your emotional wave, your energetic wave, and you can project that through the psychic self into the other person's psychic self. And because we have several different waves, like the emotional or the mental within the psychic, those waves will find their way into the person's emotions or mind or whatever it is you're projecting towards them. It's very simple. It's something you have to get the knack of, so I recommend you practice a lot. Especially practice putting your lower frequency vibrations into your psychic vibration. Just feel it go one on top of the other and project it out through your psychic self. Projecting it out means just release the energy, just relax the energy away towards the other person. And the other person will absorb it, and the other person, you'll notice the effects of doing this. It's very simple, but it works really powerfully. And one more thing I think you should all keep in mind is that every time you do any of this work with a higher self, as soon as you're done with your work, as soon as you've contacted your higher self, for example, as soon as you presented your higher self with a picture of the unconscious, of what you want happening, just forget about what you just did. Forget you did the exercise, forget about the prayer. Just let the higher self work on its own, and it's going to work on its own whether you consciously become involved or not. In fact, it's better if you're consciously not involved. So practice forgetting. Once you do something, forget you just did it, and forget you even wanted it to happen. This is a lot of material you've been exposed to in these two CDs, so listen to them a few times. Two or three times may or may not be enough, actually, because I've actually packed a lot of stuff in here. Having said this, you have the basics, and actually more than the basics, you have the intermediate and some of the advanced methods of actually creating your own reality. These are the actual secrets of the Kahuna Reality Control. So listen to these two CDs several times before you move on to the new exercises. If you don't have the other CDs yet, that's okay. Listen to these two CDs for a few days, perhaps a week or two, until you become really familiar with it, and then you'll be really prepared to move on to new stuff.